one on the play clock. Here's the snap. Back to pass, and it's complete to Coleman. Gets away from the tackler. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, and he somersaults into the end zone for a touchdown. 49 yards. The rookie sticks it in the end zone.
Chris Brown on the call, Keon Coleman with the touchdown that brought the Bills back to life against Houston. Ultimately, they would fall, though, to the Texans, 23-20. In a game that left a bit of a sour taste in everyone's mouths. You know, that was a game that they did not play amongst their best, but they still had an opportunity to win that game, and they did not. And it kind of brought back a lot of the, does the coach have it in big moments against good teams thing? And you know what? That's a conversation for a later day. I feel like there's enough going on that I don't need to put too much time and energy into something that we don't need to worry about, which is, well, they're not going to do anything about the head coach right now. Not for a while. Like, the Jets just fired Robert Saleh. Yeah, and? Bills are never going to fire Sean McDermott in season. No way. He has way too good of a track record at this point to be given that indignance. So we don't need to worry about that. And if the Bills tank throughout this year, or like the season goes downhill, how much of it do you put on the head coach and how much do you put it on the general manager in that way anyway? So we don't need to worry about that discussion. It shouldn't be at the forefront of anyone's minds right now. There's enough that this team has to worry about, particularly Jets on Monday night. But what's the rest of the what's your Sunday looking like here? Well, we're here to help you out with that. Well, it starts at 9:30 again. We've got football in London. That's the worst English accent I'm ever going to give you. You're welcome. But it's Jacksonville against Chicago. Oh, hey, the Jaguars are in London again.
In London for 2 weeks.
They, seriously, what do they do?
I don't think they get paid to go there.
No, yeah, they do. It's just, why them? Is it because
Probably
they're
because
bad?
They were the only team that would that said yes to it.
I don't know. But anyway, Chicago against Jacksonville. This game almost got our wonderful trombones, but there's no way you start a segment like that. I mean, it's way too aggressive. But then again, so is the Bears and the Jaguars at 9:30 for your televisions. If you have fantasy roster relevant players, well, make sure they're in. But I don't know. This game doesn't seem like one that I'm going to want to wake up and, like, first thing in the morning, make sure that I'm ready to go. Like, I don't have to be here tomorrow, so I'm not required to watch this game. So I'm not going to wake up just to watch this game early on in the day. Like, oh, but it's football. Yeah, but is it? Is it good football? No. Not really. Like, it's okay. We don't have to, like, I don't have to watch that. That's perfectly fine. I don't need to worry about the Jaguars and the Bears. Arizona and Green Bay. This one should be at least a little bit more fun. The Cardinals have been struggling to chalk together wins, but they do look good doing it. They're at least an entertaining product out there with Kyler Murray. And they did get themselves back into the win column against San Fran of all teams. If they can go ahead and put it together, get themselves a 3-3, Arizona might have themselves a fancy little time right now with the NFC West, especially having beaten the 49ers. Getting to 3-3, which is currently what the top of the division has for you right now, is essential there. Seattle has lost 3 straight after starting out unbeaten. San Fran has been injured to hell and back. And it continues for them. So this is an opportunity then for Arizona to try to stake their claim to the division. The NFC West looks like it's going to be a track meet throughout the rest of the year. A lot of these divisions do seem tightly contested, except for, of course, the AFC West and the Kansas City Chiefs. What did we do to deserve this? Like, everyone, like, as a country, what did we do? I don't know what we did to deserve it. But the good news is you don't have to watch the Chiefs this week because they're on bye week. That's nice. Meanwhile, there's probably some bad football about to be played. I I thought I was going to do this with Pittsburgh and Las Vegas, but no, I'm going with Indianapolis and Tennessee. And part of it has to do with my, at this point, known hatred for the Titans. Will Levis expected to be back. You know what that means. That means we're going to get bad decisions, baby. Will Levis is tied with Patrick Mahomes for the lead in interceptions. What the hell? Anyway, Levis is the most entertaining thing, but it doesn't mean that it's good. I'm at least going to have fun watching him turn himself into a meme again because he's done it to open the season three straight weeks with like some mind-numbingly bad play. And Indianapolis continues to just be there. They have a good defense, though. It's just Joe Flacco has been playing more than Anthony Richardson, and Richardson keeps getting hurt, and he's out of the lineup. He might play in this game. It just, it's tough to gauge the Colts because you don't ever get them at what they want to present themselves as. Oh, and Jonathan Taylor is out. So that doesn't help the Colts either.
And Michael Pittman Jr. is questionable.
By the way, Richardson is set to play. So he doesn't have Taylor. He doesn't have Pittman. Eh, this one might actually be the clunker. I might have been right on that. Moving on. I mean, here's a blowout waiting to happen. Houston against New England. I mean, look, Houston struggled against the Bills in the second half. But this is New England. They are a roster that is not ready for anything right now. And they're trotting out Drake May for the first game, for the first start of his career. And they're going up against the Houston Texans. With D'Amico Ryans' defense, there is not a way that you can go ahead and conceivably think that this is going to go New England's way. That it, like, it's just not a good idea to trot him out now. But at some point, it had to be done. Jacoby Brissett is who he is at this point. And he's never going to do anything more for you. So why not give May the time that he is ready to go ahead and get in there, get the reps, and get going? Well, here you go. There's your chance, Rook. Try not to get smacked around too much out there. Tampa Bay, New Orleans, the NFC South, remember, it is a weird division. It stays a weird division. And this year's no different. The Falcons and Buccaneers are currently sitting at the top of it at 3-2 apiece. New Orleans at 2-3, so one game off. This is a chance for New Orleans to kind of right the ship a little bit after losing three straight games. And they need to do it because they looked so dominant in weeks 1 and 2, one of them against Carolina, of course. But in the second week, they took Dallas and they just embarrassed the Cowboys. Ever since then, though, things have not looked good. Oh, but the problem with the Saints is you don't have your starting quarterback. Derek Carr is out. Sad time, sad trombone, not trombone champ, but sad trombone for you. Spencer Rattler is going to go ahead and get this start here. So you've got a rookie quarterback coming in against Tampa Bay, and Baker Mayfield, I mean, he's Baker Mayfield. He is a good quarterback. He is someone that should be consistent enough to help you win against the Saints. Cleveland against Philadelphia. The unwillingly moving object versus the very breakable wall. The Browns can't get anything right on offense. Their quarterback stinks. And yet the Eagles are here giving up big play after big play in the secondary almost on a weekly basis. Which one of these things is going to break first? Well, honestly, I think it's the Browns. Because Deshaun Watson is awful. You hate to see it. Oh, no. Oh, man. Not Deshaun Watson, right? Couldn't have happened to a worse person. No, no. It could not have happened to a worse person. You're right. That's the key in the phrasing here. It could not have happened to a worse person. Because he's terrible. As a person. I think the Eagles should be able to win this game and right the ship for them a little bit as well. Philadelphia is looking up at two teams here. Dallas and the leading division Commanders, who are in Baltimore, by the way, to take on the Ravens. This one should be a tough test here for Jaden Daniels. He's had his way with his offense so far through the first 5 weeks of the season.
He might be the best quarterback in the NFC, Jaden Daniels.
That's a sorry state for the conference.
Right.
But he's definitely the best rookie quarterback of this group. However, he's going to be taking on a tough Baltimore defense that really does manage to make things hard for a lot of teams. Most famously, Buffalo a couple weeks ago. Cincinnati was able to get through to them a little bit, but they beat the Bengals, putting Cincinnati really in a very precarious position. The Chargers and the Broncos. Denver is 3-2. Can someone tell me how the hell this happened? The Broncos are in second place in the AFC West. Mostly it has to do with great defensive play by the Broncos. The Chargers are the biggest case of low event football. They're among one of the worst teams in scoring. Actually, I think they're the worst team in scoring. Second worst. Third worst. Thanks, Miami and New England. The Chargers only have 68 points this year. They have also only played four games. There is the stipulation there. However, they've also only allowed 50 points. Nothing happens when you play the Los Angeles Chargers. Nothing cool happens. Thank you, Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, once again, the patron saints of boring. Surprise Jeremy White. There we go. We got all the faces here today. We had Howard. We talked to Nate. Jeremy's here, grabbing something, taking off as he sees me like lounging back in his chair. I'm so unprofessional. Pittsburgh,
but that's
Las Vegas.
What we love about you.
Yeah, I guess so. Pittsburgh and Las Vegas. This game also could be bad because the Steelers don't really have this thing called offense, but they have a great defense that makes sure that nobody else has offense. I mentioned how the Chargers, nothing happens. Well, the Steelers are kind of the same way. They are a little bit better, I think, with Justin Fields there under center. They do at least move the football in entertaining ways. And the Raiders are unfortunately going through another one of those seasons for them. Either team can win this game because Pittsburgh doesn't know how to get out of their own way when it comes to the offense. And they're kind of like crashing back down to earth after a hot start in the standings. This is going to be a tough game here, but one that I don't know a lot of people should watch or be subjected into watching. The 4 o'clock games are kind of disappointing in the AFC. It's Los Angeles-Denver, where, again, I mentioned points just don't happen in Chargers games. And then Pittsburgh and Las Vegas, another game that could be a defensive standstill because Pittsburgh's so good on defense and yet so bad on offense. Not so bad, but not great. Detroit and Dallas, though, this one should be a haymaker of sorts. See if the Lions can get a nice little quote-unquote revenge for last year's loss late in the regular season that cost them a higher seed. Again, Detroit should be able to roll, but they're not 100% when it comes to productivity so far this season. That said, Dallas is a paper tiger. Anytime a good team shows up against you, the Cowboys seem to fold. So Detroit should be able to take this one handily here. Atlanta and Carolina, AFC South matchup here. The Falcons trying to keep strong here after Kirk Cousins threw for 500 yards the other night, or last week, I should say. Kirk Cousins. You think it's funny. Cousins and Rodgers both having those Achilles tears. Kirk Cousins looks like he's been fairly comfortable. It's because he also doesn't really move around a whole heck of a lot.
And he's not also 40.
He's also not 40. But you look at the two injuries and you think, okay, well, they're both starting slow. Cousins has kind of woken up a little bit. And now you get a Carolina Panthers team that just refuses to be good. But no, Kirk Cousins, it's fun watching him play right now. 1,300 yards passing. He has been, well, kind of like your same old Kirk. He'll probably collapse for you in the big moments. But right now, let's have some fun with it, including against Carolina here, 4:30 game. That one also on Fox. All right, Sunday Night Football, it's the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Bengals. Holy.
Woof.
You want to talk about two teams that are failing their expectations right now? It is these two teams.
And no Malik Nabers in this game, I don't believe.
No Nabers in this game. However, this is a good matchup for them to not have him. Why? Because the Bengals' defense is awful. Daniel Jones can try to keep helping stabilize his game, and why not do it against the Bengals? The Bengals have been
notoriously slow starters here, but now you've hit 1-4. You're probably dead in the water this season unless things turn around. And if you lose here to go to 1-5, you're not a serious contender at this point this year. You're done. So this is a must-win for the Bengals to at least stay afloat in what they can try to salvage for a wild card spot. Because the 7th seed is mediocrity defined. But that said, Cincinnati cannot get to 1-5. It's an impossible task at that point. Like, who cares about the rest of your schedule? You can't win against, like, the Browns often enough. They have a problem with Cleveland. You need this game, if you're Cincinnati, in order to at least stay alive in the wild card hunt. All right. Well, you've heard enough from me, okay? I think that's been universally spoken. So I've got good news for you. Coming out of this break, we will hear from head coach Sean McDermott as he spoke to the media earlier today. We'll give you that, including lineup news and anything else that the media has asked the Bills head coach heading into Monday night's game against the New York Jets. We'll be right back with head coach Sean McDermott here on the other side of Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.